Hello, this is Tanya with a piece by Jane about May Day traditions across the country. May Day being the day which marks the beginning of summer. May Day is usually observed on the 1st of May. This year 2021, the May Day bank holiday will take place on Monday the 3rd of May with celebrations over the long weekend. Workers and school children will have a day off to celebrate the end of spring and the start of summer with their friends and family. The Feast of Floralia, or Festival of Flowers, believed to have been celebrated by the Romans, preceded May Day. But the name and the celebrations changed over the years to what we now know it to be. The 1st of May is also known as International Workers' Day, particularly in socialist and communist countries. But we're focusing here on the traditional British celebrations heralding the summer. In the UK, May Day is marked by traditional country celebrations. The main ones, such as Morris dancing, Maypole dancing, and the crowning of a May Queen, still occur all over the country in villages, towns, and cities. Crowning of the May Queen is important for many, with the mayor or a local committee nominating a girl to lead a procession around the village green. Traditionally, the May Queen is dressed in white and crowned with a wreath of country flowers, and often she sits on a throne to watch the afternoon's activities. Maypole dancing takes place around a tall white pole in the centre of the green, usually with children from local schools. Each dancer holds a long, colourful ribbon which is wound crisscross around the pole as they dance to produce a pretty pattern on the pole. Again, white is traditional for clothing, with girls in white dresses and boys in white shirts. Often folk musicians play the music to accompany the dances, typically using accordions, drums, and fifes or pipes. The same musicians will also play for Morris dancers who dress in traditional white outfits with bells around their ankles to ring out the rhythms as they dance. Sticks and handkerchiefs are used in the dances, and some dancers also have hats adorned with feathers, flowers, or wheat. Others sometimes have coloured faces to represent characters in the stories told by the dancers. Dances, traditions, and costumes worn by the Morris dancers do vary across the country as regions mark May Day in different ways. Just a few examples of these are: in Whitstable in Kent, a character dressed in green is called Jack the Green. In Cambridgeshire villages, girls make May dolls, which they leave on doorsteps for occupants to find. Oxford celebrates with May madrigals, sang by the choir of Magdalen College on top of the college tower. This takes place at 6 a.m. on May morning, and usually a rowdy crowd of students who celebrated the night before can be seen listening to the tunes. It's also traditional that some students jump off the Cherwell Bridge into the River Cherwell below. But this is a dangerous act, as the river is only 61 centimetres deep in some places. However, wherever the celebrations take place and however different they may be, especially in this year of COVID-19, the meaning behind them all remains the same. Welcome to summertime!
TNF Soundings.